Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's head to the phone lines right now to be joined by Kevin Sweeney. He's with Field of 68. He's also with Sports Illustrated. He recently wrote a piece on Darren Peterson. Kevin, how you doing today, my man?
I'm good, guys. Appreciate you having me.
Absolutely. So let's start with this. You talked to people around the game, people in the game about Darren Peterson and the kind of prospect he was. What did you hear?
Yeah, I had one NBA scout tell me he's the best guard prospect in a decade. Some are a little stronger on that. Some are a little softer, right? You get guys like Cade Cunningham and Anthony Edwards that I think were viewed very highly, but obviously, it's what Darren has accomplished in high school, AAU, internationally, and now here early in his college career has been remarkably impressive and has really moved the needle with NBA folks. His upside is just so high.
When you watched him play, is there a certain player that comes to mind? Like, I remember last year when Cooper Flagg, we were having these conversations, a lot of people used the term Kevin Garnett. Hey, he reminds me of KG. When you watch Darren Peterson, is there somebody that comes to mind?
You know, I think he moves and like the flow that he plays with is very similar to Devin Booker. I think there he pulls from different guys. I think he has the ability to draw fouls sort of like a Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, Tyrese Maxey, another guy. But, I think Booker is probably the most seamless comparison in my eyes.
Right now, we're talking to Kevin Sweeney with Field of 68 and SI. How do you feel about this Kansas team as a whole? We'll talk more specifically about this game and this individual matchup, but, I mean, there's a lot of turnover on this Kansas squad, which might be a good thing after the year that they had. They have a very talented freshman. You have a couple of other nice prospects around them, but this isn't your typical conventional Kansas team. How do you feel about them heading into the season?
Yeah, I've been more optimistic than maybe the national narrative has been, right? I think when you have an off season that was maybe a little bumpier than people expected, didn't have the portal success some people hoped for, I think, especially nowadays, like we get so worked up about like what does a team accomplish in the portal and like that's how you're ranked. And I think, for Kansas, it wasn't necessarily about going and getting stars. They already had one in Darren and potentially another in Flory, but what guys could fit, and I think Melvin Council has proven to be a fit. We'll see if some of the other guys, like a Dawson and a Trey White, can get it together. I do worry a little bit about the shooting. I worry a little bit about, having to play some smaller lineups at times and how that impacts them defensively, although Flory can erase a lot of that at the rim. So you're cautiously optimistic is probably the best way of putting it at the moment. Obviously, we'll learn a lot tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. And that makes a lot of sense. I mean, if you're a team that's based around a freshman guard, there's going to be a lot of growth as the season progresses. Do you see Darren Peterson as a guy that can kind of get his teammates involved and make them better? We know that we have seen there are certain guards that they elevate everybody. The rising tide lifts all boats. Do you see him as that guy that can maybe carry a roster that's not overloaded with superstars, but they got him and that's all you really need?
Yeah, I mean, he'll attract so much attention, and it's the real test for him will be how comfortable is he when teams do everything they can to take him out of the game? How comfortable is he setting up others? He has a really mature approach. one of the things that I was talking to him about was, you know, I asked him, like, who's your favorite NBA player to watch? He said, like, recently, I don't have one guy. I try to watch the best player on every team and see how they're guarded, because I know that's what I'm going to deal with this year. Like, every blitz, every hedge, everything they can do to force the ball out of the star player's hands, like, that's what I need to learn how to do. And I think he's shown tremendous progress in that regard. But he is still, I think, learning as a playmaker and growing. And I think there will probably be some growing pains with that, especially if teams don't respect the rest of Kansas's roster from the perimeter and can kind of pack the paint outside of them.
Right now, we're talking to Kevin Sweeney with Field of 68 and SI. In terms of a prospect, are we looking at him as a better prospect than Cooper Flagg? Are we looking at him as a better prospect than Zion? Like, you cover this sport. Zion was viewed coming out of high school as just a can't miss. I've never seen anything like this. Cooper Flagg, we've been talking about Cooper Flagg since he was 14 years old, and we saw the kind of season that he put up. Are we talking about that level of prospect that Darren Peterson is?
I think so. I think Darren and A.J. DeBanza at BYU, and maybe potentially Cameron Boozer as well, would all be in, like, the Flag-level prospect tier. Doesn't mean that, like, they'll have the years in college that Cooper had. Doesn't mean, you know, like there's a lot that we will learn over the next, you know, whatever, 9 months until draft day. But, you know, I think it's fair to say, based on what he's accomplished, that he's on that tier, like that, like, clear alpha, you know, potential best player on a team in the NBA at some point guy. I think in some ways, Darren's, like, translation to the NBA is probably smoother because he is that, like, primary ball handler guy that you can run an offense and build a team around. Whereas Cooper, like, yeah, he was unbelievable in college, and he's going to have a great NBA career. There's no question about it. But the question with him was the ceiling. Like, is he someone that you're building your franchise around as the best player? And I think Darren would be very high on the list of non-Wembanyama prospects to hit the NBA over the last several years.
I looked at Joe Lunardi's bracketology. I know it's super early on, but I was just curious kind of where he had KU pegged. He has them pegged as a 6 seed heading into the year. Do you think that's too high, too low, or just right for KU?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I would say too low, largely because they're just going to have so many opportunities to stack good wins, right? You know, okay, let's see. Let's say they lose tonight against Carolina. You turn around, all right, well, in a week we get to go play Duke at the Garden, and then, you know, players era, and you go, like, in the Big 12 schedule. Like, they're going to end up with a strong resume, even if there's bumps in the road. We've seen that the last couple of years. I mean, this was a 7 seed last year, and it felt like the world was burning down half the time, right? Like, I think they end up being a top 3 to 4 seed when it's all said and done. But yeah, obviously the schedule being as good as that also makes it unforgiving. And if they do hit rough patches, you know, there's not going to be a lot of easy nights to dig you out of the hole.
I feel like the first 30 days of the college basketball season now are just so much about discovery, whether it comes with freshmen, the transfer portal. You look up and there's a kid that was really good at Arizona last year. Like, oh, wait, that kid transferred to North Carolina. It's just like figuring these things out. Who do you like tonight in this matchup between KU and North Carolina? Just coming into it, I don't know much about either one of these teams, and we're going to find out.
Yeah, look, I think both coaches probably feel the same way. Like, They like their groups. They like, you know, their talent level, but they don't know how their group's going to respond in these moments. And I think we'll learn a lot about both. I lean towards Kansas in this game. I think their physicality will help them. I'm not sure how tough this North Carolina group is. I'm not sure that they have someone that can really guard Darren. I'm not sure many people do. But you know, I think if you're playing against him, you'd love to have maybe a little more rim protection than what Carolina has. But it should be an awesome one. And again, I think we'll learn a lot about both teams.
I'm just happy that these games are happening on campus. I mean, I love the games that happen at Barclays Center or the Maui Invitation or Madison Square Garden. But you know, there's something special about these home and homes and allowing students the opportunity to be able to go. I'm happy that this game's played on campus.
Yeah, 100%, right? And, you know, I think it's important that we don't lose sight of that. I do think we're actually going to see more and more big-time on-campus games because of the NIL and rev share world. In the NIL world, there was value in playing them on neutrals because in some cases you could kind of funnel money to your players through that. Now, I think there will be more of an emphasis on playing more high-level home games because you make money off those, right? Like a game like this for Carolina is going to be a huge night financially, you know, with tickets and parking and drinks. And, you know, that's one of the reasons that, you know, things like the Maui Invitational are struggling right now is because programs sit there and say, well, why would we play three games and lose money in Maui if we can play, you know, one or two bye games and then one or two high-level games in our home gym? And really not only boost our resume, but also give our fans a great experience and make some money while we do it.
I'll get you out of here with this. We always love asking our basketball guests this question. Who's the best high school prospect that you've seen over your time covering the sport? Who is that kid that you were convinced this kid's going to be good? Like, I remember seeing Shabazz Muhammad when he was at UCLA, and I'm just thinking, man, this guy's got a chance to be a really, really good NBA player, like watching him in college. And then when he gets to the NBA, it just didn't pan out. Who was the best prospect you've seen? Who's somebody that you swore they were going to be a good NBA player, and it just didn't work out?
The busts are always a hard one to find. I'm trying to think of a good one, a good example of that. I mean, I still think the most dominant AAU player was Cade Cunningham, and he's finally started to figure it out in the NBA after a couple bumps. Markel Fultz is probably the easiest answer. I didn't see a world where he wasn't going to be great, both in college, in high school, and then at Washington, and just never came together.
That is Kevin Sweeney joining us on the show. He's with Field of 68s and Sports Illustrated. We got a great one tonight between Kansas and North Carolina on the hardwood, two of the greatest programs in the history of the sport. Kevin, great stuff, man. Looking forward to a great game tonight.
Thanks, guys.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations, galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd.
They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.